from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ladies and gentlemen,
time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
We had dinner, you know, we was leaving, talking, you know, I just set my points. You know, I've been in Atlanta my whole career, so, you know, I could talk to that. But, you know, as we leaving dinner, pulling off, man, I was, you know, I was driving a little something real nice that night. You know what I'm saying? And it's a valet bringing my car up. I'm pulling off. I tell you, Justin, man, this is Atlanta. Take care of you right here, baby. So then I went home. Then I went home and I let the rest take care of itself. So, man, I'm happy to have him. And I know he's going to bring a lot to the team.
I love it.
There you have it.
I love it.
Grady Jarrett on NFL Network earlier this morning talking about some of his role as far as recruiting Justin Simmons.
Rolled up in the roles.
Yeah, one of his roles in terms of recruiting Justin Simmons to become an Atlanta Falcon. And I don't think you put the full court press on him, man. Like, yeah, they're taking him out. They're showing him, it's nice here. You can do this. Yeah. You can do that. All that kind of stuff. I love it. I love when guys that, I mean, look, Grady's been here for a long time.
Yes.
Did some big-time winning early, and it's been a minute.
Yeah.
he wants to win again before he has to hang him up. And I like him out there trying to help the cause.
Yeah, man. It's one thing to go there and visit and talk to the Terry and him and all those guys in the front office. But when you get a chance to sit down with the players, especially when you talk about going out to Chops and pulling up and everything like that, I mean, Justin got bread. So, I mean, he probably got one of those, too.
He did get like a $30 million guaranteed contract from the Broncos.
Yeah, he got bread. So, but, I mean, yeah, it's always whenever you get an opportunity to do that, go out to free agent dinner and whatever you're with the players, more or less than the front office people. It's always a good thing because you get a chance to know these guys and hang out and shoot the you know what, because it's just it's your natural thing. Now, when you go to these dinners, you talk ball, but you don't talk ball. It's more like you're just talking life and everything like that. But you go out and close a deal with the roles. Why not?
Why not?
I mean, the roles will snatch plenty of folks.
All kinds of different people.
All kinds of the roles snatch them.
Safeties.
Yeah, safeties.
Dancers.
Models.
You name it.
IGs, shakers.
Singers.
Yeah, man, the roles will snatch them. Sure, it damn sure will. it's a very
versatile automobile.
That's what it does, dog.
I would imagine so.
That's what it does.
You've driven a Rolls Royce before?
I have.
How was it?
It was awesome.
Pretty good?
Yeah, it was cool.
Like, what's the main difference?
Huh?
Like, what's the main difference between just a regular car?
We only got 3 hours.
I don't know.
Everything, dog. It's
well, like I'm driving it from my house to work. Like I'm getting to work.
You're getting to work, but the thing about it is you won't know when you get
What's
here.
What's the it's difference floating. Between it's the like, Rolls Royce and a Prius? Is what I'm asking
floating,
you, Randy.
Dog. It's floating.
Not much.
It's floating, and as big as it is, it's very. It feels. It's like it's smaller. It feels smaller when you drive.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean, but
what's the suspension?
It's like you feel no bumps.
It's just a smooth-ass ride,
that
dog.
Sounds
it really,
good.
Really is. Now, like you know, when they first made them, it was meant to ride in the back. Because I always remember the first time I saw one, Pat Sertan had it. Hmm. And we were at a teammate's wedding, and it was an outdoor venue, and Pat, it just came out, and it pulls up, and I'm like, what the hell is that right there? You ain't no car guy. It's like, what the hell is that? So it's a Phantom. I was like, damn.
Wow.
I want one of those. Yeah, I want one of those right there. But, he's coming to a great place. He's coming to a great locker room.
Yeah.
And I think that's always one of the best things you can do is when you're coming into a new environment. I can always say that, you know, I was the same way when I went to – I didn't know what to expect when I went to San Diego. But I got a chance to know those guys. We weren't at Chops. We was at a pool party in Vegas. But it was the same thing. I got to hang out with them and everything like that.
Who were the guys that recruited you?
It was SP, Sean Phillips, and Marion, and Coop and them, and Dick Travis were out there and got an opportunity to just hang with them. And they all defensive players because they're the offensive player hung out. They were all, you know, whatever.
Well, Phillips too busy making
babies. And Gates, you know, he bougie anyways. But, yeah.
All right.
I mean, it's always fun to do that. And so I'm excited for Jesse because I'm not saying that you know, because I don't know. We didn't know what the deal was with the safety situation with Helms and Richie.
Now we do.
We don't. Now Richie's going to play. Richie's going to play, and they're going to have certain instances that he's going to be there. He's going to be on all short yardage.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Like, what does this mean?
Yeah, he's going to be on. He's going to be in short yardage type situations.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see that and everything.
So three safeties.
Yeah, somewhere down there. Maybe, and you know, he didn't have the best of track records with him. Maybe he got better. He's covering tight ends down there.
Yeah,
because like
coverage hasn't really been his. His best.
Yeah, yeah. So something like that. Some kind of role down there, but he's going to play. Mm-hmm. He's going to play. He's not going to play as much as them two dudes.
No,
he's going to be out there.
Not going to play as much as he has.
Yeah.
Not going to play as much as he was.
Yeah.
And we talked about this yesterday. I don't think that either one of these signings hinged much on the injuries that happened in the first game, meaning Helms and Trice, because he did replace those exact positions.
Yeah.
But it's not like you – no offense to those guys, but, like, I mean, Trice never played an NFL game before, and Helms is a second-year player.
Oh, no, these are
Pro Bowl players.
These are Prius to Rolls-Royce upgrades.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I like Prius. Yeah,
Gas mileage has really been good.
Did you let her use the Element?
Yeah, she's riding around town in the Element.
Oh, is she?
She's riding around town in style.
I was like, your mom's home. Your mom's back.
Yeah.
But she lets you keep the car.
Yeah, because we're still going to Flower Branch all these days.
Right.
You know? If we were done yesterday, I would have switched back over to the Element.
So when she leaves after the party tomorrow, are you going to keep that? Are you going to keep the Prius?
I think I'm just going to keep driving it.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah, it's just kind of... It kind of fits me.
You still getting dirty looks?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I got to fight for every inch of road space that I get these days, Randy. It's not like the disrespect that I was getting in the Prius like the first week went away. It's still a Prius. They don't know I'm in there.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I would assume. I have to imagine, though, there's a couple listeners that have heard us talk about this.
Yes.
And now every time they see a Prius, they're like, I wonder.
Is that Andy?
Because I've gotten some waves in the Element.
Right.
People know. People know the Element riding around town. That eggplant purple Element.
Oh, that's Bunk over there.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, that's Bunk.
There he is, riding style. All right, here's Max Fried talking about his outing yesterday.
Throwing strikes, definitely, I would say, at a better clip. I felt like I was executing a little bit better, but when it came down to needing to make pitches with runners in scoring position, you know, especially early on, that didn't do as much as I wanted.
They were touching him up yesterday.
Max Fried's been on the Braves for a long time, and I've heard him talk a lot of times. It will never not make me laugh.
Yes.
How sad he sounds no matter what this is. Now, he didn't pitch great yesterday. He wasn't as bad as he was in his first two starts back. Jesse Chavez didn't help him when he came in.
This was a blanket game, man.
It felt a little bit like they were happy with the first three. Now, I will say this. Logan Webb's a really good pitcher, and they got blanked by a guy who's a really good pitcher.
Yes, he's good. So, he's good, but it did feel like that. And then you come in, and it's like, damn, Jesse. And then that last one, that Kevin had called, I thought that was out of here.
Yeah.
Like, but you need Jesse for those moments and everything when game's out of hand and him to go out there and save other bullpen arms.
Yeah.
And we get that. But
yesterday wasn't his situation.
Yeah.
Yesterday was he accidentally threw more fire on the – or more gas on the fire.
Yeah, man.
The starting pitcher got off to a terrible start. Let me go three innings in the middle of the game and sort of right the ship. When you don't score any runs – again, that's the seventh time now the Braves have been blanked this year.
Mm-hmm.
They had that crazy streak of not getting shut out for a million games,
mm-hmm.
and now they've been shut out seven times in like 2 months.
Yep.
Pretty crazy.
Yep.
Anyway, they won the series. They won the series, 3-1. That's what matters most. Hey, the Hawks schedule came out yesterday.
Oh, hold on. They're going to see Wash.
Oh, yeah. They're going to play the Angels.
You think he does the infield stuff with infielders?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No. I don't think he's allowed to help coach the Braves infielders anymore, as much as I would like it if he did. But I bet Ozzy's making that trip.
Oh, yeah.
I bet Ozzy's so excited to see him. Anyway, they take on the Angels, who suck, so hopefully they can get a couple more on this road trip and then come home. Hawks schedule yesterday, we were wrong. They got two nationally televised games.
Yes. Both of them against the Spurs, which is weird.
Yeah, what's that about?
I don't know. I don't know.
Wemby versus Ricochet?
I guess. I have no clue. But
last two number one draft picks, both French?
Could be. I don't know.
I can come up with nothing else.
I'm still like up in arms. I'm not up in arms. But kind of like, damn, they didn't get the MLK game, which is crazy. I don't think they did.
I thought they always had
that. I don't think. No, they didn't. Oh. They didn't get it this year.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay,
yeah,
my bad.
Yeah, they didn't
my
get
bad.
It this year. But I'm right.
It had to do with a college I think it had to do with college football.
Okay.
Oh, is that, that's when the
is the championship game that week.
Right. Okay. So they can't –
okay.
They play in different arenas.
That's true. Anyway, the MLK game is going to be in Madison Square Garden January 20th. So the Knicks have that game.
Well, he was up there in Harlem.
It's true.
Yeah. He was up there in Harlem.
He traveled around.
He was up there in Harlem making speeches.
It's true. That's a good point. The matchup against DeJounte and the Pelicans will be on December 2nd. If that gets you fired up, maybe it will. I don't know. And the home opener is October 23rd against the Nets.
All right. The big bad Nets coming in here.
Yeah, the Nets are taking.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Who the hell is on our team? Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons?
All right.
He won't be playing. No chance of that.
Ben Simmons.
They're tanking actively. Yeah. So yeah, hopefully you can get a good home win. And yeah, man, I don't know. It's a really kind of, what's the right word for it?
Come on. I can't think of one.
Lukewarm.
Yeah.
Lukewarm feeling towards this basketball team. Who knows? Maybe they'll be better than anticipated.
I think they will.
Because the expectation's not very high.
There will be. The Hawks will make the play-in. Guarantee.
The least bold take of all time. All right. What else was there to mention? That's right. The Falcons have a preseason game tomorrow. Man. Yeah. Right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nobody's playing, that you know.
Nope.
But we were out there yesterday, and the third team were getting a lot of reps yesterday at the end of practice, so they can look better than they did down in Miami. Hopefully that you get a good product out there. It's always, I mean, certain players who you're looking for, I'm going to continue to look at this defensive line and see what they can do as far as the guys that are going to actually be in and helping the team there. They didn't want to show anything because you saw different situations with this kickoff. Kyrus Jackson had a nice return last week.
Yeah.
And so you saw a couple more returns out of it. So, but they're still not going to show a lot of the other stuff because there are going to be some tricks to it. And
one way to make people not upset about no one playing in the preseason is sign a couple All-Pros.
Yes.
In between game one and game two.
Yeah, man.
Because I just don't, you know, whatever. The preseason is what it is right now. We're just going to have to deal with it. It's probably not going to change. The only thing that's going to change is there'll probably be one less preseason game in the next couple of years because they'll go to an 18-game season. Guys be out there competing for some of those backup jobs. You will get a chance to see some of those defensive linemen like you talked about. Again, we said it before. Maybe we didn't say it loud enough. Say a little prayer. Don't get hurt.
Yep.
There was some pretty significant injuries in that first game.
Lost three guys, man.
Hopefully
we don't see
any of that tomorrow against the Ravens. And, you know, other than that, it'll be a cool opportunity to turn the radio on at noon and hear the Falcons on there.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's going to be – you're playing – Baltimore, they're not doing – they're probably going to sit there. You're not going to get to see Lamar or anybody like that. But football is football, and you're going to get to see us on the defensive line guys that are going to probably contribute to that. Get to see Kevin King again, see if he can have another back-to-back good performance at the cornerback position.
That's something to watch for sure.
Maybe one of these young receivers pop.
Yeah.
That's all I got for you, bro. And then Michael Penix, of course.
Rook Arororo.
Yeah.
You can watch him.
Yeah, and then Michael Penix.
Penix, yeah. Penix will play.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.